Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo, good morning.
Man, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm running late. I'm sorry, dude.
No, you're not really.
You have to put up with me a lot doing that.
That's not true at all.
Well, fortunately, our listeners don't have to deal with that. We're always on time.
Well, I think it's only prudent.
Right.
Is that the right word?
Prudent.
It's only prudent at the top of the show here,
yeah,
as we sit live recording on New Year's Eve.
Right.
That we turn to our audience and say two things. One,
yeah,
thank you so much,
yeah,
for these last couple of months. You know, we launched this show this year. It's been huge. We greatly appreciate you guys. And then two, we are so sorry. We are so sorry for last week. And you know, if you still have eardrums because you didn't, like, you know.
I just, if you're listening to this, that probably means you're still subscribed to our podcast. And that's enough thank you on your end in itself.
Absolutely.
If you endured that, you're a real fan. But anyway, it was fun recording it.
It was definitely, the goal was that you guys would have as much fun listening to it as we had recording it.
Right.
I don't know if we succeeded with that.
I don't know if we did, but you know, and honestly, if you're new to Country Squire Radio, if you just got a new pipe for Christmas and are Googling around for some podcast relating to stuff, you might just want to skip that one.
I know, but it was a lot of fun. We want to say a special thank you to Tim the intern for,
yes,
coming in and doing that, his little funny bit.
Yes.
And of course, my wife, Bumper Girl, also known as Quickfire Question or Quickfire with the Squire, and all of our little bumps that we have.
That's
in between,
right,
the shows. So
that's right.
We want to thank them. And last but not least, you know, we came off of the wonderful holiday Christmas season.
Yeah.
Wonderful gifts. I'm sure y'all had a lot of traffic in the store.
We did, man. It was outrageous. We've seen stuff at the shop, you know, at the Country Squire, like we haven't had in years, which,
wow,
to me just represents the resurgence that pipe smoking is making again.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, it's just so economical, you know, and then also it helps you slow down, man. The world's moving too fast. So, yeah, it was a great Christmas season. We really enjoyed it.
Well, good. I know that some of my Christmas cash is about to head to the Squire. It's a couple of...
a shiny new pipe. Yes, sir.
Well, no, I've got to upload. Like, I'm about to be out of all of my in-house tobacco.
Yeah, reload on some tobacco.
Yeah. In fact, I just finished up my bag of Parsons that I have.
Yeah.
Last night we did a fire pit and it was beautiful.
That sounds sweet. Yeah.
Of course, a lot of our listeners are writing in. They got a lot of stuff. Ipong, good old Ipong. We love Ipong.
Yep.
He got a new Savinelli Roma,
yeah,
320KS. Amazing pipe, he says. We also have Jared Purvis, who received a Savinelli Bing's Favorite. Man, Savinelli.
I love a Bing's Favorite, man. That's, I mean, that it's hard. I might be buried with that pipe.
Oh, that's great. And he also got his wife a Savinelli Ginger's Favorite.
Yeah.
For her first pipe.
That's right. That's right. I think I remember Jared looking for that. And Ginger's Favorites are really cool. They're very, very feminine and very different. They're pretty sweet.
Matthew Gravelin writes in saying that he did not receive a pipe, but his wife got him a new Jetline lighter, which is pretty freaking sweet.
That's a sweet lighter. Yeah, check it out on the site, because it's got like all the built-in pipe tools and everything, and it's a butane lighter. That's a wicked lighter, dude. Congrats.
Yeah, Matthew, I might actually just repost that picture just to put it up at the top, because that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
This week,
dude, it's the Latakia episode.
This is the Latakia episode.
That's right.
By the end of the episode, I should learn how to
pronounce
it correctly.
You should know how to pronounce Latakia. That's right.
You know, it's something that, you know, we were talking the other day, going over some different topics that we wanted to get into in the next coming weeks. And Latakia is something that you have met, you know, in talking about blending tobacco, it's come up several times.
Right. And especially this time of year, too, because it's cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of our listeners are new pipe smokers.
Yeah.
And they, much like myself, might hear you bring this up and wonder, what is that? Is that a certain kind of tobacco? Is it an element of tobacco?
Right.
What is the history of Latakia?
Right. Well, and it's wonderful because it's not for everyone, but once you get into it, it's kind of like, you know, as a beer snob or something would say, like, you know, once you kind of go into a Guinness or a Bass Ale or something, that's kind of the gateway drug. And then after that, you're just done with Bud Light, you know?
Right.
But Latakia is kind of one of those things. It's it may not necessarily be for the beginner, but once you go there and if you enjoy it, it's difficult to smoke blends after that don't feature it or have similarities to it. But Latakia is a great blend. It's a great tobacco. It's named after a town actually in Syria called Latakia.
And it's a Syrian tobacco, correct?
It's a Syrian tobacco. A lot of it now, just because of the political climate in Syria, a lot of it now is grown in Cyprus.
Okay.
And for a variety of reasons, as you can imagine, just Cyprus economic stuff and obviously Syria civil war, it's very expensive to get right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very expensive. But Latakia is very interesting because you've got all kinds of tobaccos that are grown in that part of the world, all through the Balkan Peninsula, Turkey, and then south into Syria, just north there of Israel. And what's interesting is that these Oriental tobaccos tend to be a little naturally sweet, and they sun cure these tobaccos, which means they let them actually cure out in the sun. Latakia is a type of, or it is a process in which basically they take these sun-cured tobaccos and they smoke them over oak and pine.
So Latakia is actually not necessarily the tobacco itself, but the process that the tobacco has gone through.
Yeah, it's just Oriental tobacco. That's right. That's gone through this this experience of being toasted, basically.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, if you ever like smell a Latakia tobacco, typically it's real smoky. It might have some notes of pepper and kind of an undertone of like leather. But it's the first thing that comes out for me is like smoke. It's almost like if you've ever had a real peaty scotch, it's like a real scotchy, smoky flavor.
And it's really, really dark.
It's
too.
Really dark.
I mean, just looking at, you know, and those who have been to the Squire know this, but in the back area where you've got the bar where you actually mix up all the tobacco.
Yeah, it's a tobacco bar.
You've got, you know, the big glass jars and all the various, both y'all's homemade tobaccos and also the,
right,
you know, the source.
The blending ingredients.
Yeah, the ingredients behind it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, if you look up there, it's the darkest thing. I mean,
you can pick out Latakia quickly because the jar is stained just with dark film. Yeah, it really is. It's just a very, very strong tobacco. And it's interesting because, you know, people have been smoking tobacco in that part of the world for centuries. Mostly sun-cured Turkish tobacco, but the Latakia process was actually discovered in the 19th century, around the mid-1800s. They had a bumper crop of Oriental Turkish tobaccos, and they just didn't know what to do with it, so they hung them up in a lot of rafters in the ceiling of their barns and stuff. And in that part of the world, they burn a lot of pine and oak to keep them warm during the wintertime. And so what they discovered the next spring is after that tobacco that had been hung up tightly in the rafters had gone through a whole winter full of basically, you know, being exposed to the elements of this fire where smoke particles get on there, you know, someone apparently decided to shred a leaf up and smoke it. and that's where it comes from. So it's just one of those beautiful things that's kind of by accident.
You know, you have to kind of be very thankful. I mean, we really are so blessed for those right. crazed individuals who right. decide, huh, this is something completely new and different. I'm going to smoke
it. I'm going to shred that and put it in my pipe.
Yeah. You know, I heard this.
It's so true.
I heard it said once that you really got to worry about the sanity of the first man that figured out that potatoes
right.
were edible.
Right, you're right.
You know, you exactly. dig up, you find this big brown thing in the ground, and you just take a bite of it.
I think I'm going to eat that.
Yeah.
Because that's smart. Yeah, it's funny, you know, because Latakia is so heavy and so strong, it's not really smoked by itself. So it's more of a, they call it a condiment or a blending ingredient.
You're not kidding. When you showed me that the other day and like had me take a whiff of it, man, yeah. It's like smell. It's like breathing in spice.
That's right.
It really is.
That's right. And one of our best friends at the shop, Dan Wills, who actually runs pipelighters.net. He's a guru in pipelighters. Y'all should go check it out. But Dan, one of the first times he came into our shop, he said, "John David, you're going to give me a bag of Latakia." And I was mixing it up for him. And I said, "So what are you going to be blending this with, Dan?" And he said, "No, I'm going to smoke it straight. I've heard of people smoking it straight." And I looked at him and said, "No, you're not. You're not going to do that." And he said, "Yeah, I am." So he's went and sat in our little lounge at the Squire, and he smoked maybe a quarter of a bowl.
Yeah.
And to this day, Dan will not smoke any tobacco that has Latakia in it.
Oh, man.
It basically ruined it.
Smoker beware.
Right. That's right. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, if you're going to start with Latakia, I would typically go a little lighter, but on it.
On the Latakia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, what's funny, you know, a lot of folks have a misconception about like coffee, that real dark roasts are actually stronger, have more like caffeine in them. And that's actually the opposite. Lighter roasts or medium to mild roasts actually have more caffeine because less caffeine has been burned out of it through the process. So if you look at like a breakfast blend.
Oh, yeah.
Or something that you drink early in the day
sure.
where you want a big caffeine rush. Those are going to be milder roasts, whereas the darker roasts, even though they taste bolder, are going to have less caffeine because they've been burned longer. The caffeine's actually been wicked away.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
From the bean. Well, Latakia is just like that because it's been sun-cured, but then on top of that, it's gone through this real bold process of this smoky fire curing with the oak and the pine. And so even though it tastes really, really, really bold, and it has a certainly a bold, you know, leathery flavor, it's actually very light in nicotine. So it's kind of one of those interesting catch-22s. Yeah.
So is Latakia like a specific ingredient? Like, for example, if you're smoking English,
right.
is the implication that it has to have Latakia in it?
Yeah. There's a lot of debate because we throw around a lot of different terms in the pipe world, English blends, Balkan blends. And if you go online and, you know, on our podcast and other places and certainly in our shop, you'll have debates among pipe nerds like what is a Balkan blend or what is an English blend? But typically in Britain, they like to smoke tobaccos that featured Latakia. And so over time, just general tobaccos that, you know, at least stateside here, general tobaccos that kind of featured a heavy note of Latakia were just kind of eventually termed English blends. And that's kind of what they have in America, particularly in the South, because we just like sweet stuff.
Right.
We smoke a lot of aromatics. But, you know, over in Britain, that's just kind of what they preferred and what they had always had. So that's how English blend kind of came about. Now, you've also got a tobacco called Balkan blend. And see, there's other Oriental tobaccos that are not, they're sun cured, but then they don't go through the extra Latakia process of the smoking. And so Balkan blends, a lot of those tobaccos are grown in Croatia, northern Greece, kind of, you know, that Balkan area.
Sure.
And so a lot of the Balkan blends will be kind of like an English blend, but then with the addition of a Balkan tobacco. Anyway, you can see where this gets muddy really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and a lot of tobacconists now, it's interesting, are actually, when they describe some of these tobaccos, we're actually switching from describing them as English to Latakia blends.
Oh, okay.
Or Latakia with Oriental or Latakia with Turkish blends. And the reason for that is because a lot of these names kind of get thrown around and there's a lot of disagreement as to what they mean, you know. And so it's on the tobacconist end, it's a lot easier to say this blend has Latakia in it than this is a Turkish, this is an Oriental or a Balkan blend. Because then people are like, well, I've heard this is that what that means and this.
Right.
And so, you know, we just kind of are simplifying it. But yeah, that's generally what that means.
I think it's a great thing to simplify it.
Yeah.
Mostly because I know when I, you know, back in the days when I was first starting out, I would look on, you know, different YouTube channels and I would hear people talking about, I just hear they say, oh, you know, they can only smoke English. You know, you only want to smoke English. It's,
right.
It's English this, English that. And I'm like, right. I don't know what that means.
You know, like, I am English, but I don't know how to deal with it.
Exactly. So, you know, one of our goals here at Country Squire Radio is to kind of break down those barriers, simplify
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know what it is that you're smoking. What's the history of it?
You know? That's right. And, you know, for a lot of folks that, you know, that you start typically, like I said, even with the beer stuff, you'll kind of start with more aromatic or milder tobaccos and then kind of work into the more robust stuff. And a lot of folks will try Latakia-based blends after they've smoked for a long time, and they're just not for them.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, it's not one of those things where you have to smoke this or that to really appreciate what you're... There's some incredible aromatics out there. I mean, there's a few of our aromatics at the shop that, I mean, I would stand by in court. But, you know,
you would
just
not be alone there, sir.
I mean, I hope so. But not just that. Like, we... you know, there are other types of tobacco that don't feature the Latakia. One of my favorite, probably my favorite tobacco kind of variety is just a Virginia blend. And it doesn't have the smoky Latakia. Occasionally you'll have the addition of Perique. Or, you know, you might put a little Latakia in there just to kind of give it a little kick. But I just like a lot of Virginia tobacco. It's real strong. Not a lot of flavor, tastes like tobacco, but doesn't have the additional smoky of the Latakia. So, you know, to appreciate different varieties of tobacco, there's not just aromatics and then English or Latakia blends. There's a whole world out there that you can explore. So, but that's why tobacconists are here, is to help you help you walk through that.
And we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, good deal.
If you need to know more about Latakia or have questions about kind of some blends that would be kind of a good start, please, like, you know, message us here at the show. Because we can, you know, we can kind of give you some ideas on kind of where to start. Because there's so many options out there. We've got some house blends. There's some incredible tins out there to get started on if you just never have smoked a Latakia-based blend.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week this week is a really great one.
Yeah.
If I am a cigar smoker, looking to transition into pipes,
mm-hmm.
what tobacco should I begin with?
Yeah, we get that question a lot because we do sell some cigars at our shop. I mean, we actually have a nice humidor at the store, but we're a pipe shop, and so a lot of folks will come in to buy cigars, and then they'll see all these people smoking pipes in our lounge, and almost invariably, eventually, they're going to come to me and pull me aside and say, "Hey, I'm kind of thinking about switching to the pipe. You know, I just want to try it. What kind of give me some pointers and what tobaccos do you think I'd like and all this?" So it depends on the cigar smoker. It's interesting. We get this question quite a bit. You would think, and as a pretty general rule of thumb, if you like a robust cigar, a Maduro, something that's peppery, maybe a sun-grown cigar, something that's just got more boldness to it, it might be a good idea to start out on a mild Latakia blend, something that's more smoky, kind of a campfire taste to it. Custom to your taste. Because you might appreciate that more robust flavor of that. I definitely wouldn't start out on a real strong Latakia or Oriental blend.
Pulling the Latakia straight.
just don't do it. We had a guy, come in one time and he said, "Give me your angriest blend." And I just made up some, stuff for him. And he was like, "Oh, that's the stuff." And I was like, "Man, that's insane." But, it's funny. Like, the thing about it is that when you're smoking a pipe, a lot of times your intentions are maybe a little different and you've got a different idea of what the pipe is like. So, what might be attracting you to the pipe from a cigar is a sweet aroma, or it might be kind of that a lot of people like the smell of it, or, that it tastes different or whatever. And so even if you like a really bold cigar, you may prefer an aromatic tobacco because you've got that image in your mind of kind of grandpa, in his smelling real sweet in his truck, or he's been smoking his pipe and that kind of thing, and so you may try aromatics and that might be your thing. But typically, where I've seen people go, if they're really, really into robust Maduro, dark peppery cigars, sun grown stuff that's just real bold, I've seen them go more into the Latakia kind of Oriental realm or Perique realm, a lot of Perique.
So it really sounds like the question is more of what drew you to the pipe in the first place.
But if you're looking for an experience that's similar to the cigar, but more kind of in that just realm where, you can sit there and reload your pipe and that kind of thing, a Latakia blend might be for you. Yeah.
Well, that was a great pipe question. If you would like to send us your pipe question, please do so. You can email us, csr@podastery.com.
Quick fire with the Squire.
All right, quick fire with the Squire.
Yeah, man.
Lock and load. This is great. So these questions kind of follow a little bit of a, you'll see. They kind of work off of each other.
Right.
Okay. Tiger tail or bear claw?
Wow.
Talking about the pastry.
Yeah. I got to go with a bear claw. It gets all in my beard.
Man, any glazed donut's gonna have that effect. I like the tiger tail.
You can go with the tiger tail.
Yeah, you get double. You get double flavor for your money.
You do. Yeah, you do.
Black bear or land shark?
Oh, that's not even fair because those are Ole Miss references, and I'm a Mississippi State fan.
I mean,
I have to go with black bear, and I'm gonna say that because I think that annoys Ole Miss fans more. But no, but for my Ole Miss buddies, I'll go with land shark.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with land shark too. When they had the whole thing, aside from the fact that they wanted Admiral Akbar as their
right now, that was kind of cool.
That was pretty sweet. Yeah. But I actually was a fan, and I don't care one way or the other, but I was kind of more of a fan of the Rebel Lion because it did the rebellion.
Together.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever.
At State, we have the Mississippi State Bulldog, and we're engineers at our school, so we're very very rational, and we just kind of stick to what's worked for centuries.
And then last but not least, Jaws or the Kraken?
Kraken.
Yeah, Kraken.
Yeah, I got to go with Kraken. And if I could have a third option, I would put Cthulhu in there. And I would choose Cthulhu. And if you know anything about H.P. Lovecraft, then you will appreciate that comment.
Well, those are great. If you would like to send us in your quick fire with the Squire questions, please do so. You can email the show, csr@podastery.com.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
All right, we got some great listener feedback. I've actually been really excited about diving into some of this today. One email in particular, but first, we also got on our Facebook a message that came in from Simon Johnson. He says, "Hi, JD and Bo. My name is Simon Johnson, and I'm a pastor for Lapland in North Sweden. I minister a church of 220 souls. I found your podcast yesterday, and it really made my day. As a rookie when it comes to pipe smoking, I found the podcast both inspiring and funny. It made me glad to find that you had a podcast about smoking to the glory of God. In Sweden, it is not appropriate for a pastor to smoke pipes, so it is a well-hidden secret so far. I guess no one in my church listens to your podcast, so I think I'm safe." That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
If not, I am smoked. I feel close to God when I smoke under a black winter night sky filled with stars. Mm. Just wanted to say good work and God bless you. Mm. Pastor Simon Johnson.
Man, Simon, thank you so much. That is so awesome. You'd fit right in our shop, brother.
Yeah, no, no doubt. I've already emailed Simon back just because after reading that, I just had to, you know, ask him a couple questions and see. But yeah, so Simon, I know it's a long way away. There's actually a blend at the Country Squire, and if you've gone back and listened to some episodes, you already know that, but it's called Parson's Blend.
That's right.
And
it's actually made for my priest, therefore Parson's Blend.
And it is actually one of my favorites, though I am definitely not a pastor myself.
Right. You could be both.
No, man, I can't go to school. I'm not a good student. Like, pastors, aside from the fact they have to be, like, you know, very compassionate to their fellow man and very, you know, have that calling to ministry, which,
right,
not that I don't have those things,
right,
they have to be good students. And I am students. Definitely not called to be.
You don't think you could
that.
Learn Greek?
No, no, I can barely learn English.
I know, me too.
All right, well, good deal. Well, excellent feedback. You know, we love getting in emails, Facebook messages, and iTunes reviews. Guys, those iTunes reviews are huge. They're crucial to the show. So we greatly appreciate whenever you guys
thank
write
you very
those
much.
In. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Even if you don't listen to the show on iTunes, head on over, search Country Squire Radio on iTunes, write us a review, and we will read it as part of the show.
Yep.
Also, as we've mentioned already, you can email us, csr@podastery.com. That's P-O-D-A-S-T-E-R-Y, podastery.com. And on Twitter, I'm at @TheRealBoYork.
And I'm at John David Cole. John is spelled with no H.
And the store is @_CountrySquire.
That's right.
And be sure to stay tuned, especially on our Facebook page. We teased it out earlier, I guess it was yesterday by the time you're listening to this, but we have something really cool that we're about to announce for all of our listeners. We want to make sure that you guys are the first to know about it. So head over to Facebook, just type in Country Squire Radio. You'll find us. The profile picture is the same as the album art for the podcast that you are currently enjoying. And guys, we have had a blast.
It's been great. Yeah. I'm going to go smoke some Latakia tobacco, man.
You got to do it.
I'm got a hankering for it. I wonder why.
Well, Happy New Year to all of you as this will go out on New Year's Day. We hope you are recuperating from a fun night of celebrating the passing of 2013 and looking forward to 2014. And
that's right.
I got to tell you, we appreciate you for listening to us this last past year, and we promise to up our game in the coming year as well. So,
yep. Thanks, y'all. We really enjoyed it.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.